out of not comparing this game to the Super Bowl, but what can you take from on film, and what did you learn in that game about how to attack Carolina's offense?
I think you always got to look at the experience, the guys that you go against, you know, their tendencies, what they did, and you have tape of yourself going against those guys and how they're going to react to you instead of having to watch tape on other teams. But, you know, everybody always have their wrench that they're going to throw in the toolbox, so have to be ready for that. But a lot of teams, they change. Some teams don't change. But you just got to be prepared with what you have and just keep rolling from there.
You said you watched your film. It had to be a good film for you to watch. What did you see that you did effective to have such a good game?
I think it was one of those technical games to where there's a lot of misdirection. Does the quarterback have the ball? Does the running back have the ball? If there's screens, draws, a lot of misdirection. A lot of guys were, you know, on their P's and Q's on where they need to be in their responsibilities. And I think, you know, from seeing that we can do that from last game and trying to let that carry over into, you know, this game and say, you know, it's going to be some things that they're going to throw at us that we haven't seen yet, but we've seen a lot of things that they've done. And we can do it, and getting that confidence and going out there and playing well.
Gary's talking a play count. What's your number?
Whatever Gary says. Okay. 94. I mean, whatever. We don't want to be out there 94 plays. Defense, we don't want that. That's a lot of plays. But I just think that, you know, whatever they want me to do, I mean, I'm healthy, I'm ready, and whenever they put me out there.
As a competitor, how tough is it to deal with a play count, knowing you always want to be out there? Because you had that last year.
Yeah, sort of. You got to put that play count behind you, and you say how many or how effective can I be with the plays that I do have while you're out there, and so that sort of puts a little bit of extra fire under you too, because if you know you're playing a 60-play game, you know you can set guys up. It's that chess match. You can, you know, set them up for those third down plays. But every single play that I'm out there, I'm gonna feel like it's a one, like a, you know, like a big play, and so I'm gonna take it as that and just keep it rolling.
DeMarcus, you've sacked a lot of quarterbacks in your career. Where does Cam Newton rank in terms of difficulty in getting that guy to the ground?
He's one of those quarterbacks. He's one of one. You see him running the ball. He's like a running back slash, you know, quarterback, like a two-dimensional type guy. And he can beat you in so many ways. So he's one of the top quarterbacks that I've been against. But at the end of the day, I look at it as, you know, he's a quarterback that has a jersey on. I mean, if you had a jersey on, I'd sack you too. But
I'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. But, you know, he's a quarterback, and you have to make sure that you have all your responsibilities because he can, you know, really wreak some havoc out there.
Do you feel like he's a guy that you can get under his skin?
I think any guy you can get up under their skin. But, you know, he keeps a lot of poise. You can see how much criticism he took from last season to this season, and he's still out there balling, doing what he does best. So you can't think about, you know, you getting up under somebody's skin. You just think about, with me, how effective can I get, you know, to him and, you know, disrupt him.
Why do you think he is so polarizing as a figure?
I mean, it's almost like looking at myself at quarterback. See how tall I am right now? Just exactly how some of the guys look at him. He's a big dude, but he's fast, he's quick, and he can throw the ball out, string plays out. One of those complete quarterbacks. So that's what makes him so difficult to take down. And, you know, when it's, you know, on rundowns, like if it's short yardage, they can give him the ball. He can run it. So it's like a two-dimensional deal.
What does it mean to be named team captain?
You always look at your peers. I mean, half of the time I wasn't there, but I was there a lot of time in the classroom when we were, you know, studying the plays, and when I was out here by myself with Shane and Shaq and Vaughn and whoever else at the D-line doing the things, and they know how much time you put in. Sometimes you might not be able to put it in out there on the field when you were, you know, rehabilitating yourself for the season, but I put a lot of time in, you know, in the offseason with the mental, with a lot of the guys, and they see that, you know, I was in 100%. And it's big, then you know that your peers got your back.
With DeMarcus, and thinking back to the Super Bowl, a lot of plays from Malik Jackson. How much y'all going to miss him this year?
You know what? Malik was a great player, but we have guys that it's a team sport. And that we have 11 guys out there playing right now. I mean, one guy doesn't make a team, but he was a great player. And so we have to look at that. We got, you know, Crick. We got, you know, when Vance got hurt, guess what? We got guys stepping up. And we're just looking at that, and we're corralling around all 11 guys and getting out there and playing.
With Shane spelling you, do you think, like, because he'll be in when you're not, that he, you and he together can set up the guy you're going against and kind of play a dual chess match on the guy?
I think we can. While I'm out of the game, I'm going to be watching the tackles and what they're doing, how they're attacking us, and same thing, vice versa. I told him the same thing. And I went to him today, I said, you know, there's nothing that I accept other than greatness from you, from the, you know, when you're out there, when you're not out there. And, I mean, he looks at me in my eyes and tells me, you know what, I feel the same way. And so we're on the same page with that, and we're trying to go out there and do our best.
What kind of changes do you see they might present having Benjamin in
that? See, if I tell you that, then I have to, it'd be like one of those things where I'm giving away too much. But I think that they're going to keep things the same. They're, you know, one of the top offenses last year, and they were very, very effective at what they do. So why change what you do well?
Okay, thanks, DeMarcus.
Thank you.